Well, that's a lovely song to begin with. That's number 97 in our white book, Give Me Thine Heart. Praise God.
Come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Sittest thy throne, rule thou alone.
Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus.
Make this thy throne.
That you'll be more greatly exalted upon the throne of our hearts. We thank you, Lord, that you've come into our lives to reign. You've given us the Holy Spirit to make Jesus Christ King of our lives. And Lord, we want to be your loyal subjects. We pray that you'll give us powers of obedience. We pray that you'll give us humility, Lord, and the grace to submit ourselves fully to your will and your control. Thank you, Lord. There are areas in our lives that are not all that you want them to be, Lord, and we want to invite you into those areas. Even today, Lord, open our hearts, gain entrance, Lord. We pray that you'll bring about the changes that you desire. Lord, we want everything in the temple to speak of your glory, as the psalmist says. Everything in the temple, every part of us, Lord, glorifying God. And so, Jesus, we thank you that we've been made for that purpose. And so we yield ourselves to your working today. We pray that you'll bless the whole camp today. We pray, Jesus, that you will watch over this place and everyone on these grounds. We ask, Lord, that you will protect and that you will bless, manifest your presence, Lord. Jesus, make us conscious of your nearness. As you walked in the consciousness of your Father's love, we pray that we too will be more keenly aware of your great love for us, and Jesus, that we will walk in the fear of God, honoring you as we seek you today. Thank you for all that you're doing for us, Lord. Thank you for those that have joined us today, Lord. We pray that you'll bring them right into the flow of your wonderful working. Bless the children on the campgrounds, here in Watch Rock, down in the cottage and in the village, the young ladies. Thank you for their visit last night. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that you're working in them, and we pray that you'll continue your good work. Lord, day by day, we just ask that the work of God will go forward, go deeper into each of their lives. We pray that there'll be a real Holy Ghost melting. We pray that there'll be a softening of hearts and enable them to receive from you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your faithfulness. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My daughter Bethany gave me some of these lovely little bracelets that says, "Jesus lights up my world. Pilgrim Camp, second period, 2023. That goes right along with their theme. Their theme is Christmas in July. Jesus, the light of the world. And the amazing things about these bracelets is they glow in the dark. So when you wake up in the middle of the night, you will see them and think to pray for the girls at camp. So she said, "I forgot to bring them last night, but if there's anybody that will not be here on Sunday..." On Sunday morning, everyone on the whole camp is going to get one.
But if you're not going to be here for that meeting, we want to make sure you get one, and so you can be reminded to pray for camp. Who needs one? Okay. Well, see me if any change in plans. Okay. But she wanted you to have those, and of course, as a remembrance of your time at camp, and especially to pray for the young ladies as they're continuing to seek the Lord down the village. Praise God. Let's sing another song. We're going to be talking this morning about the kingdom of God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We've been going through the Lord's Prayer very carefully, and today we're up to thy kingdom come. There's a song, I love thy kingdom, Lord. And I wrote it down, the number, to the white book. No, it isn't. It's in the 168 in the red book, your hard-covered book. 168. And I'll let Brother Paul play that. I haven't figured it out on the guitar yet. Amen.